Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Millionaire Club member Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's April 2nd, 2018 More Success Team Legal Shield Business Solutions Conference Call. We have this call the first Monday of each month, and it's designed specifically for our associates that are interested in the B2B aspect of Legal Shield. Tonight's special guest speaker is Ms. Cheryl Ann DeGatta. Cheryl Ann was my dad's, used to call her his Georgia Peach. And Cheryl Ann and John DeGatta now have been with Legal Shield for 13 years. They're business owner, entrepreneurs, and work in the automotive racing industry. While John continues work in the racing industry, Cheryl Ann has taken her Legal Shield business to a full-time position and specializes in all aspects of the business, B2B, recruiting, employee benefits, small biz, and CDL. She has written personally 3,900 memberships, and together with her team of over 5,000 associates in 24 states, have written over 34,000 memberships. Cheryl Ann and John are gold executive directors from the great state of Georgia, $100,000 ring earners, and 3,000 golden award recipients. Ms. Cheryl Ann, welcome to the call.
Thank you, Mr. Moore. Pleasure to be on the call, and thank you for having me the opportunity to be able to speak to you, not just as associates, but friends and family members. You've had my bio, so I just kind of wanted to talk a little bit about, since this is a B2B business solutions group call, I was trying to think what would be a good topic. We've had so many amazing topics through the weeks of and the months of the B2B side, and I thought, what would be one of the things that I really, really could help people with? And one of the things that it came to me just a couple of days ago, because, you know, I've been in this business for 13 years. And I started very part-time and went full-time right after that in about 3 months. And one of the biggest things that I only felt from the very beginning, but a lot of my associates did, was how do you overcome obstacles in group? So that's going to be the topic of what we're going to be talking about, because no matter what part of this business, whether you do the networking side, whether you do the recruiting side, whether you do the B2B side, you're going to find obstacles. And on a daily basis, a weekly basis, people are calling me all the time and they'll go, Cheryl Ann, what do you do to overcome these obstacles? So that's what I'd like to share with you the time that I have tonight to be able to tell you what you can do in your business, whether you're on a part-time basis or a full-time basis, to overcome some of the obstacles you're going to face in groups. And really, honestly, y'all, obstacles are those frightful things you see when you take your eyes off your goals. We all will have goals, whether they be short goals, whether they be long-term goals, but those are the frightful things that you see when you're going to take your eyes and focus off those goals. And if you find a path with no obstacles, it probably is not going to lead anywhere. So the part of the business that I specialize on a full-time business is the group arena and a lot of group employee benefits. And you're going to have obstacles. You're going to have obstacles every single time possibly you do a group. You're going to get to the appointment and you're going to find out, wait a second, they didn't show up or they forgot about you being there. Or you might find an obstacle with when you're out there talking to them. You think you're going to present to 25 people and then life's going to step in their work environment and you're going to end up presenting to 10 people. So I want you to think that's the norm. It's going to happen to you, and what you put into it is what you're really going to get out to it. I really strongly urge you as you work these through these obstacles that you just don't do it alone. Almost every single group that I'm doing, whether it's training a new associate that just came on board or whether it's somebody that is a little hesitant or doesn't have their confidence up, afraid of the obstacles they're going to end up facing, I take somebody with me. Because in the environment, when you're working with these individuals and you're working with these groups, if you do have obstacles, you're going to be able to have somebody there to be able to help you get through them. I was doing an enrollment in Nashville with one of my great associates, and we ran into a situation where all of a sudden they totally forgot about the appointment. And she said, okay, why don't you start with these 10 people, and as people start to come in, you can go ahead and work with the other group. So having two people at the same time gave me the opportunity to work with the people and not get distracted, work with them in doing the enrollment, and then actually having one of my associates working with the other people. So as we go down this road, I want to talk to you about challenges to help you overcome these obstacles. There are going to be challenges on the when you're doing these enrollments, and a lot of times I'm asked questions from associates or in the Atlanta market, or even people on the MORE team, people from different teams, they'll call me. So I want to call this session of what I'm going to be doing is kind of frequently asked questions that I get that hopefully if you can get one gold nugget out of it, is really going to help you overcome the obstacles that you might be facing while you're doing your groups or trying to get new groups. The first thing they'll ask me is, what's your secret? Now, it's not a secret. I've been doing this for 13 years. I messed up in the beginning. You're going to mess up in the beginning, but it's a learning process. I think one of the biggest thing to my success is you try not to become a man or woman of success. Become a person of value. You really have to understand what the product we have is a huge value. And if you stop chasing the money and start chasing the passion of what you're doing, it's going to come across. And every single time that I'm ready to do a group, that's the thing that I'm specializing. I need to become that person of value. You need to become that person of value. Once you can understand the product and really understand, that's the whole secret. Because I not only sell the product, I sell the enthusiasm. I sell the passion. They can understand exactly what I'm selling because you need to become that person of value. One of the things I've learned through the years, for those of you who know me, you think, oh, you're so bubbly. You have so much fun. You've got that, you know, that entrepreneur, bubbly personality. I'm not like that, Cheryl. But one of the things that you have to understand is I'm kind of shy, believe it or not. And I don't like working in a cold market. Now, I'm going to give you a little hint of overcoming an obstacle that you may or may not realize that might be advantageous for you all on the phone. And one of the secrets that I'm going to share with you tonight is I can show you how you never can work a cold market. Now, I'm not going to tell you when I first started my business, I knocked on doors, I walked around the town, I had to make cold calls. But one of the things I'm using today, which I think a lot of us don't use as a resource to my secret, is I work my conservation groups. They are difficult to work. Corporate will give us conservation groups. We'll have groups that we've had assigned for years. And one of the things I hear from everybody, and including myself, is those conservation groups are tough sometimes to work because they might have had a bad experience. They might have had something where nobody serviced that account for years. So for me not to work a cold market, not only can I work on my personal conservation groups, but the associates that I've worked, whether they're in the state of Georgia or whether they're someplace else, I can actually work their conservation groups. So I'm asking you, my friends, my family, when is the last time you worked your conservation groups? Now, I will tell you, everybody with caller ID in today's technology today all have caller ID. And there's a good chance, like it happens to me, they ignore me. They're ignoring my emails. They're ignoring my phone calls. My secret to you today is to be able to get with the people on your team and start having them make your conservation group appointments for you. I've done this month after month, and I probably have about 53 conservation groups right now. And over the last 6 weeks, when I kind of got really to the point where I got really frustrated, I went to a couple of my associates. I said, listen, if you have the opportunity to work my conservation groups and make my appointments and get through to the decision maker, guess what? I'll split 50-50 with you. That's a huge motivation for somebody on my team. Not only do I work on my conservation groups, I have a lot of associates, and they're forgetting to go back into their conservation groups. Well, guess what? If they're not getting the results that they're getting and nobody's picking up the phone or answering emails, just last week I set 3 appointments for one of my associates on a conservation group. So that's one of the secrets that I have to become a person of value, to work the conservation groups. And your new associates, they're not going to get conservation groups right away, but it's a great way for you to be able to work their groups by taking them on appointments with them and showing the structure, because how they're brought into the business is going to be how they're going to be successful in the business. Another question that people ask me all the time is, what's a good lead-in? What are you leading in with? Are you talking about this to Cheryl Degatta with Legal Shield? Well, one of the things, because of where we are today, is I'm talking about identity theft, and we all know that's a huge, huge, huge advantageous way to get into groups. But then with this new gun control, and some companies will think it's political and everybody's got their views on there, when after convention, when I found out that they ended up putting this gun control into process, I ended up calling some of my accounts and keeping them updated of what the new changes are. Now, it might be something they may or may not be interested, but I promise you, the secret to this is, if I called you and you were a decision maker of a company and said, I'd like to sit down with you to 15 minutes and talk to you about a new gun control benefit supplement that we have in place, you may or may not be interested. Can I get your time? And I've gotten, since I've come back from convention, 4 appointments just because of that. So those are good lead-ins for me, and those are challenges that you might be having, saying, I can't get in with something. This might be helpful, hopefully. And then another thing is I take every single one of my accounts that I have, whether it be an account I've enrolled personally or whether it be an account that's been a conservation group, and I've changed every single one of them to web enrollments, not electronic enrollments where I have to, where I can't have a choice of being paper application, because I don't know if you know that. You can take every single one of your accounts and you can have corporate build them a website with their logo on there. Now, let me tell you how advantageous this is, and let me tell you how this overcame so many obstacles for me. Life's going to set in. You might have a good month. You might have a bad month. You might get sick. The month of February, I had a horrible setback, and I wasn't able to work for 6 weeks. But you know what, guys? Because I had that web enrollments for my account, I never had to worry about making ED that month, because every single time John was checking my back office, when I was able to check my back office, more and more counters were going in automatically. It was almost like an automatic renewal for accounts that I wasn't able to service. So if life's going to step into you for you and you have an obstacle, maybe you've got to travel, maybe you have a death in a family, maybe there's going to be an illness, maybe there's going to be something that's going to take you away from your business. But I promise you, if you can take those accounts and put them in web enrollment, you will find that you're going to be on automatic where things are going to be able to happen for you. One of the other questions people will say to me is, you know what, I don't need to put packets together. Well, I totally disagree with that. I don't care if I'm in front of 20 people. I don't care if I'm in front of 75 people. Some people, associates I know, are only going to give packets when somebody buys. I need to have something, because I'm a paper person, I give packets the minute that I end up having somebody sit down. And the reason I do that is because it's proven to me that it might not be today, it might be 3 months from now, it might be a year from now, that people have called me back and said, you know what, Cheryl Ann, I have my packet sitting on your desk, and when you presented, I don't remember what you said, but I will tell you I need it today. So one of the things I think that I can help you with, what do I put in my packet? I put the will questionnaire, because what you have to do is, and we all know it, is you have to have them start using the membership. I also put employee benefit packages, applications in there. And I also put the identity theft, the legal flat sheet. Of course, I have my business card. And then I have the quick start form. You can print that. You can customize it. You can put your contact information in it. It's in your back office. Under Legal Shield Engage, and then you can actually put the provider law firm in there. It tells them how to download their apps. It tells them how to register for member perks. It tells them how to do every aspect of the legal membership and the ID theft. Those are important things, but I also, another thing that I think you're going to be able to find very helpful for every one of you on the phone, I can't tell you, if somebody believes in your membership, they not only want it for them as a as a payroll deduction or a bank draft or credit card. They want it for their family. So when you go to your appointments for enrollments, take universal applications. I did 10 enrollments within 2 weeks after convention. And out of those 10 enrollments, I signed up 8 people. I had one person that said to me, you know what, I'm the oldest of 3 children, and I don't want to make a decision. I know my mom and dad don't have wills. I'm willing to pay for it for them just so I don't have to fight with my brothers and sisters. So those are the things, if they have a child over 18 years old and they know they're in college and they think, you know what, I don't want them to become a victim of identity theft. That's the perfect time for you as associates. And for $24.95 a month, even though they're getting a discount, because we present it in front of them, they understand the value of the membership, that they're going to be able to sign up on a universal applications. So don't just bring your employee payroll deduction applications. In my briefcase, which I have, every single one of my associates carry 2 things. They carry a universal application, and they also carry a small business plan, because I can't tell you how many times that I've sold small business plans that people are working full-time, but their spouse has a business. So that's something I don't put in their packets, but I do have with me, and I slightly mention that. Those are a couple things I'd have. Now, some people, I do for big presentations or long presentations where I might have an hour, I will do a PowerPoint. But I want to tell you something. I feel sometimes that PowerPoints sometimes are a little bit diminishing, or not diminishing, but sometimes hurt a presentation, because people can't read and they can't hear your passion when you're doing a PowerPoint. But if you do need a PowerPoint to keep on cue, the less information you put on the slides is going to be better. Just have little bullet points of what you can do and talk about to keep you on course. And never, ever, ever, really, the longer you make that PowerPoint, the less engaged you're going to find these people. So I would, if I was going to do a PowerPoint, I'd make it less than 30 minutes. And one of the things you have to understand, another question and things I get is, how do I know if they're getting it or not getting it? It's, you are the leader of this group. You have total control of the environment that you have. You need to start watching people's body language. You need to really pay attention to their names. I can't tell you how many times I'll sit there, I'll go, what is your name? What is your name? What is your name? And I'll look them straight in the eyes, because once you start getting them to get the nods of the head and really start to learn their body language, you're going to find out whether you're on track or not on track. And if it's something that you look like you're disengaging them, make another gesture, make another thing, make a joke, make something that you think is really going to be able to help them. And how do you keep people entertained? How do you keep them so they're really engaged in what you're doing? I'm telling you, just be yourself. I think if you learn to have fun when you do your presentations, tell a little joke. You have to play off the audience. You know, get there 15 minutes before and get to really know the people before you go into your presentation. You know, laugh, even if it's laughing at yourself, and learn to be a good storyteller. I think another thing you have to do is, so many people, they're so afraid, or how am I not going to get red in the face? I think what you really have to do is, and I call it a fireside chat, talk to them like you're going to talk to a best friend. Remain excited, because remember, you're the one that has the value. You're the one that has the need of what they, you're the one that has the product of what they need. You're the one that's going to be able to control that audience. And if you get that excitement, if you have that passion, if you have those tears in your eyes, guess what, guys? They're going to feel it, and they're going to buy from you. They're going to buy into what you have. But don't overcomplicate it. Don't use big words. If you're talking to people in a manufacturing plant, you're going to want to downgrade how you're talking. If you're talking to high-level people, you know, maybe an engineer or an architect, you might use different terminology. But be careful of the words you choose to be able to have them understand what you're coming for and be real about it. Another thing is, how do you stop questions or interruptions? And this is a great way to bring somebody in, because if they had the product before and they had a bad experience, you want to take that person off to the side. And I tell people right up front, if you want to take notes, here's your packet. But also, I will be more than happy to answer any of your questions at the end. And if you say that up front from the very beginning, they're not going to interrupt you because they're making a list of your questions. And that's a great way to be able to have that. How do you get many people to attend? Food is the greatest thing. I don't care if it's a breakfast, lunch and learn. I don't care if it's a breakfast learning experience. I've been enrollment at 6 o'clock in the morning, or lunch and learn. One of the things that I've done to a lot of my accounts over, just to get more people in attendance, is let them know on Thursday, April 18th, I'm doing a lunch and learn to keep everybody updated, and I will be bringing in food, even breakfast. I'm doing a mortgage company in a couple weeks. And the first thing I said is, you know, I'll come in for your 7:30 meeting, your staff meeting. I will bring breakfast so we can update the new changes in the product. And I think when people know that there's going to be a food or there's going to be a beverage, they're going to end up attending. And people also say to me, Sherilyn, what's the best industry to work in? Every industry. Don't think because I'm successful in this industry, or your upline is great in this industry and doing great in this industry, that's the only industry to use. Every single, don't prejudge what people need. Every single industry, with today's economy and what's happening in the workplace, what's happening in the world, everybody needs what we have. Remember, you're the person of value. So don't judge any company that you feel may or may not be a good fit. And what is the most common mistakes people made? First of all, they're not prepared. They aren't familiar with the product, and they don't show enthusiasm. I think those are some of the biggest things that happen. But remember, obstacles don't have to stop you. If you want to run into a wall, don't turn around and give up. Figure out how to climb it, go through it, or work around it. Obstacles are an everyday thing in every part of your group business. Learn to embrace them. There's people on the More team. We've got a great family here, no matter what state you're in. And family sticks together. So with that being said, Randy, I'll turn it over to you, and I appreciate the opportunity. Hopefully you got some gold nuggets. But remember, if you run into that wall, don't turn around and never give up. With that, Mr. Moore, I appreciate it.
You did an awesome job, Ms. Sherilyn. If you got just a few more minutes, we've got some of our Millionaire Club members may have a question or a comment. Would that be okay with you?
Yes, sure.
All right, let's go out to someone you're very familiar with right next door to you in the state of Alabama, and that's Mr. Jimmy Parrish. Jimmy, are you on?
Hey, Mr. Parrish.
Hey, Sherilyn. Good to hear you. Great nuggets, great tips. I was taking notes, and I'm about to get writer's cramp, but a lot of people on this call don't go back.
I can't tell you how many notes I've taken for you.
a lot of people, you know, don't go back as far as I do. But I remember, you know, when you were very, very, very much a novice in the business, and of course we came in under the same man we know and love, the late great Don Bryan, and are kind of cousins because of that. But I remember, you know, coming over, and I've told you many times, and told a lot of other people too, seeing you present to a group. You know, with my ministry background, it reminded me of an evangelistic preacher. And for you guys that haven't seen Cheryl present to a group of people, she has a fervor like you wouldn't believe. But I know, as she's mentioned on the call, there comes times when, whether it's health or other people or things like that, that disappoint us. And, you know, we can't stay on that type of, for lack of better words, high, you know, all the time. And so as you're thinking about, you know, people on the call that are, you know, experts or been around, you know, 10, 15, people like, you know, Harold Pinson and others on the call, Linda Bowden, that have been on the team 25, 30 years. What are some things from your perspective you could share for the people that have not been on the in Legal Shield quite that long about just helping to get up, you know, when things don't go your way, and fighting those obstacles, and just a tip or two, just reminding them to just when you don't feel like getting up, you don't feel like getting out, or you're not feeling that fervor that particular day. What is a nugget you might could share with those folks?
And that's a great question. I think what you have to really understand is remember what got you into this business. Obviously, what got you into the business, you guys, is the passion, not just maybe for the opportunity, for the membership. And there's days I want to tell you, there's days that I felt like I didn't want to go, and, you know, I didn't want to go out. But I think if you can realize the value of what you have, shame on us for not sharing that with people, because you don't know what's going on in people's lives. And if we could take it away from us, thinking, you know, I'm brand new, I don't know what to say. You've got people around you. You've got people in your group. You've got your sponsors. You've got the Moors. You can reach out to anybody to be able to help you with that. And the biggest thing is never give up. You might have a down day. That's okay. The great thing about this business is you can start over tomorrow. And I want to tell you one thing, which I think is, if you're just brand new in the business, go after the smaller groups right after the bat. Don't try to conquer the big groups. Everybody wants to go after the Coca-Colas, and they want to go after the big, big, big companies. Those are the things that might burst your bubble a little bit. But if you can take it slow and remember what you have to offer, and it's our job as associates not to sell, but to go out there and share, and shame on us if we don't, I think you'll have a whole different attitude about going out there and serving people. And just never give up. If you've got a bad day, start all over again. So hopefully that was a little helpful, Jimmy.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for sharing. You had a great training tonight, Cheryl Ann.
Thank you, Mr. Parrish.
All right. Next, let's go out to $100,000 ring earner from New Braunfels, Texas, Mr. Manley Wilson. Manley, are you on? Do we have Manley muted out? Let me try to see here. All right, well, we're trying to get him on. Let's go out to Ada, Oklahoma, and to Millionaire Club member Mr. Harold Pinson. Harold, are you on? I think they're in mute mode.
Yes, Ann, can you hear me?
There you are, Harold. Appreciate you being on. Have you got a question or comment for Ms. Tagata?
Oh, absolutely. Well, first of all, Cheryl Ann, incredible job. You need to write a book, girl.
Thank you, Mr. Pinson. I'll dedicate it to you and all the other wonderful more people.
Okay. My question is, this is mainly for the new people coming on board. When you go in a group, maybe you're expecting a 15 to 20 minute presentation, and they had something come up and they cut you down to 5 minutes, what do you do?
This is basically what I do personally. It's hard. You can't do a presentation in 5 minutes.
Right.
And it happens a lot. That's a huge obstacle. And sometimes if I know I only have 5 minutes, sometimes I'll ask to reschedule maybe at a better time, because you get one shot in front of somebody. And if somebody says we're running late, we'll give 5 minutes, I might say to lean over to a decision maker and say, you know, I know you've had a full schedule this week or today. Would it be better for us to reschedule? Or what I'll do is I will give them all a packet, and I will briefly tell them I'm here to help you. We've got an identity theft product. We've got a legal product. And these are – and see, that's just so important, of making sure everybody has a package. And if they've got questions, I will probably spend within 5 minutes, I'll spend about 2.5 minutes, 3 minutes on each one. No one's going to stop me. But a lot of times you're going to find, if you get engaged with somebody, if you're brand new and you only have a few minutes, you get engaged with that group, all of a sudden, before you know it, I can't tell you how many times, Mr. Pinson, that I ended up having 5 minutes and people were starting to ask questions.
Mm-hmm.
Think about key things that you can start, and the 5 minutes turned into 15 minutes. And before I knew it, we were writing apps at the end. And I would tell people, listen, you know what, I'm going to stay for maybe, and this is important, don't book your appointment so close together that you've got to rush out of one appointment, because there's a good chance it's going to run late. We've had appointments that have run 20 minutes late. So let them know that you're going to be staying there. Maybe you're going to go into the break room and you'll sit. And if anybody has questions, you'll be happy to answer some of those questions personally. So that's how I overdo it. You know, 5 minutes, honestly, you can't do a great, but if you're there, make the best out of it. And just try to bite their appetite. What can you say if you were sitting there that you might need that? And I would definitely start with the wills and then just go into the little bit of the legal and then end with the identity theft and make sure that you stay there and answer some of their questions and get them signed up at the end.
A great answer, and thank you so much.
Well, Mr. Gatta, you did an outstanding job, as usual. I did get some nuggets myself, several. In fact, I've taken about a page.
Thank you, Mr. Moore.
So you're doing an awesome job. It's so good to have you back and up and around again. You know, our prayers have been answered for you, of course. And I just want to thank you for the outstanding job you did on the call tonight.
Thank you so much. And
I do want to let everyone know.
If any help, I'm happy to help.
Yes, ma'am. Appreciate it, Sherilyn. I would like to let everyone know that the next call will be in 30 minutes. Tonight's special guest speaker on our weekly call is Mr. Russell Peden. He's a $250,000 ring earner, Millionaire Club member, been with the company for, I don't know, 20-something years, and he is an outstanding speaker. So I suggest that you get prepared for that call. Call your team members. If they weren't on this call, make sure that they're on the very next call. And I do want to remind everyone that these calls are recorded and we do have them put up on our website. So if you wanted to have somebody on your team that didn't hear Sherilyn in person, make sure they listen to the recording because she did such an outstanding job. I would like to end with this. Keep God first, family second, and Legal Shield, just like Mr. Kenmore always said. And I want to say from Mr. Kenmore to Ms. Sherilyn Nagata, you're still his Georgia peach. Thank you and good night.